Oh, yeah.
Back in the day with Billy Beard, but for the last, I don't know, 15, 20 years, he's been touring with Bob Dylan's band as Bob Dylan's guitar player. So
okay.
This song, Nobody Understands Nothing No More, has kind of a, it's kind of a Dylan-esque kind of a feel to it. So when Stu said he was, you know, he said he'd, if I wanted him to record on anything, let him know. I said, yeah, I got the perfect song for you.
Oh, this is sweet. So let me hit up and Nobody Understands Nothing No More, and then we'll go a little bit deeper into the album. So let's check out Nobody Understands Nothing No More. Scott Damgaard,
right.
91.5 WMFO.
There ain't no answer for now. Nobody understands nothing no more. Nobody understands nothing no more. Flat screen TVs hang on everyone's wall, showing pictures, predictions of the great fall. They get you so worried for what or what for. Now nobody understands nothing no more. Nobody understands nothing no more. Preying on fears and shifting the blame. Some people are playing a dangerous game. It don't matter who loses as long as they score. Now nobody understands. Understand.
91.5 WMFO. That is Scott Damgard with Nobody Understands Nothing No More from Hiding Out on Titan.
And it's the truth.
Yes. And I got to say, when I did get the album, I was afraid I was going to stutter over the title. I don't know.
Yeah, well, a lot of N's in there.
Yes. I mean, someone made a joke about some lady named Edna Jig-a-little-little-little open.
Okay, right. Well, there's some alliteration going on there.
Though. Yeah, but it's easy to trip up on it. But anyway, yes. So, Hiding Out on Titan, the new record from Scott Damgard. So, do you have any big surprises for the album release show coming up this Saturday at the Lizard?
Well, as far as surprises go, I mean, basically, the show itself is, it's not going to be like a typical show where I just, you know, have a same kind of set list and throw in three new songs. I'm going to be doing the bulk of the album so that get it off to a good start. And, there's some of the players that are going to come in and help out, they don't always get to be with me at typical shows. So I think it's,
Cause you do a lot of weekday shows, like kind of in downtown and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I do a couple things on the side that basically they're like solo acoustic shows.
Yeah.
But my focus now with this new album come out is all about playing, you know, as many gigs as I can get these days and promote this album and get, you know, it seems like, I do these things kind of in waves, you know, and my last album, I don't feel like I did big enough push on it. I didn't do a big enough wave of original band shows, but this time I'm going to make up for it, Phil. You're probably get sick of me. I'm going to be out there so much.
No, so you're gonna bring the band here in a few weeks.
That's right.
Nice.
That's right. We're going to be playing in Studio D in a few weeks on Wednesday the 27th.
Yeah, because the last time you were here, it was during Stained Glass Eye, right? Play something for?
We did. Yeah, when we had the Stained Glass Eye album out, we did a show. I'm trying to remember if we did one for Leaving Hyannis.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. It wasn't when I was here.
I think it was. I was pronouncing it wrong. Hamika.
Pamica, yes.
Pamica, yeah.
She'll actually be here next week.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm missing her by a week, I guess. But, Phil, you were the guy that we brought the album into.
I know. That's it. That's why I was so looking forward to this evening, and I'm glad we were able to finally get everything together. I mean, you were doing band stuff, so you're kind of forgiven for that. But
we looked to have a night where we could have a dinner with.
I know.
And it worked. It turned out to be tonight, which is the same night that I wanted to call you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it would have been great to have you in, but you'll be here in 3 weeks.
That's right.
Doing the whole live band thing. So.
Yeah, we love doing that, man. We love it. We love it.
All right, so
good way to, you know, play and go worldwide. You know, last time we played, I remember there was people listening from Brazil and over in Holland and, you know, different parts of the world. I love it. It's a great opportunity to share the music with.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
I can't see it. Yeah, it's going to be even bigger and better this time because since then, you know, I feel like we've really kind of grown in terms of, social media and everything. We've, you know, expanded our connections with people, you know, so it should be good.
Absolutely. Well, we were chatting a little bit off air, and we were talking about the 30th anniversary of On the Town Mikey D coming up. Mm-hmm. In May, it'll be 30 years. And you were saying that the first band that you came, that you played in when you came to Boston, played On the Town Mikey D back then.
Yeah, I joined a band called the Buzzsaw Frisbees when I first moved to Boston. And yeah, I remember we came in and played Studio D then.
Oh,
and,
man.
You know, I was seeing that this is your 30th year anniversary, and I was doing the math, and I moved to Boston in the fall of 1988, and by 1980, and within that year, I was joining the Buzzsaw Frisbees.
Nice.
And so, and I think I only lasted with the band for the most 2 years. I think it was more like a year and a half.
Okay.
Something like that. So it had to have been right in that period. In fact, I remember Mikey D. I was...
yeah, because Mikey D was here, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
he auditioned on drums for the Buzzsaw Frisbees, but we didn't take him. But, you know, I also remember back at that time I was dating this girl named Michelle Delfino, who was doing a DJ once a week. She was DJing there at WMFO.
Yeah.
And so I went with her to some of the DJ meetings that you guys have when you all get together and discuss everything. And I remember being really impressed with Mikey D because he was very outspoken and he had all these big ideas, and there was people trying to like, no, we can't do that. And he'd be like, why not? And there was one point where he got so carried away, they banned him from the studio for a while, but then everybody realized what good stuff he was doing, and they got him back, and he's a legend now, you know? I mean,
oh, yeah, absolutely. He is definitely a legend in Boston music. You can, like, just undeniable that way.
Right.
But yeah, he knew his stuff. So.
Yeah, he really did. Every time I went to a club to see a band, there'd be Mikey D watching the band. He was everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, man.
Dedicated to it.
But so you're gonna do this Lizard Lounge thing with Hey Dave, and you're gonna be back here in person on the 27th. So
that's right.
Wow! I just best of luck with the album, man.
Oh, thanks, Phil. Thanks, man.
Oh, man. Yeah. So I chose a song from the album. So let's close it out with which song is your favorite on the new album?
Oh, which song is my favorite from the new album?
Yeah, because you are the artist, you can't pick your favorite child. I get it. Which one are you looking forward to playing the most?
Really, all of them. But if I think about it, maybe what might sound good on the air would be the one called "Can You Hear Can You Hear the Difference?"
All right.
It's lyrically almost is right up there with Nobody Understands Nothing No More.
Okay.
I'm just kind of kidding. You'll get it when you listen to it. But
absolutely.
That would be a good one, I suggest.
Well, I mean, for this one, you're playing a tuning fork, so.
I did play a tuning fork on this song, yeah. I specifically went to the Guitar Center and bought a tuning fork just for this song. So, you know,
really?
If you listen close, you'll hear it.
Really? You went and bought a tuning fork just to play it on this song?
I did.
Okay. That is sweet.
I'll tell you about this song. It's called "Can You Hear the Difference?" And lyrically, I was joking about, you know, that it's up there with Nobody Understands Something No More, because that's a mouthful of words, that whole song. But this one, there's only 7 words in the whole song, and can you hear the difference right now? That's it.
Okay.
But musically, it develops in a nice way where, you know, as it goes along, you hear different things. If you're paying attention, it kind of develops pretty nicely. In fact, this is Dave Lieb. You know Dave. Dave, he's a multi-instrumentalist, and he played.
Yeah, he's all over this track.
Let's see. Midnight played piano. I played acoustic guitar. Kenny Hickey played drums. And Dave Lieb played an acoustic 12-string, a Fender Telecaster 6-string, a Rickenbacker 12-string, and a Mellotron.
Okay.
And so he played there's a lot going on, and I also played that tuning fork. Can't forget about that.
No, we cannot. all right. So let's hit this tune up. So everyone, well, unfortunately it's sold out. So maybe you'll find some scalpers outside the Lizard Lounge this Saturday. Hey Dave is opening.
I mean, not for nothing. I know you probably want to see Hey Dave too, but I'm sure there are people that are going to the show to see Hey Dave that don't know who I am, and when Hey Dave's done, they'll probably leave. And
oh, so don't say that.
If anybody wants to take a chance, if they want to show up about, 10, 15, if you see some people leaving, you can probably get in,
There you go. But that's in the very, very, very low chance that people are going to leave Hey Dave.
You might be wasting your time going all the way over there for nothing. But you never know. I've been at the Lizard Lounge when that's happened, where it's a sold-out show and first band finishes, or even if it's, like sometimes when I see Dennis Brennan play there and
he takes a break,
some people go home because they got to get to bed early, got to get up early the next day or whatever,
Yeah, so you cover Dennis Brennan's song.
They open up a few more tickets,
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see you. You perform a Dennis Brennan song on this record.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We do the song "Just My Luck" by Dennis Brennan. Ben Knight and I, we play together pretty much every Tuesday night, and we play a lot of my songs, and we've basically started trying to play like some cool covers by people that we know, or more obscure kind of things, and we were like, we gotta play a Dennis Brennan song. And so actually my friend Sherry Kraft suggested that we play "Just My Luck," so we started playing that at our shows, and it was sounding really good. And after like the fifth or sixth week of playing it, Penn and I just looked at each other and said, man, we gotta record this sounds good.
Nice.
And I wasn't sure what was gonna come of it, if we were going to use it or not. We just decided to record it because, we knew something was going to come of it, and it ended up sounding so good, we decided to keep it on the album. So,
nice.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm nervous about how Dennis Brennan feels about it, but I gave him an early demo of it. He gave me
a you didn't seek out blessings?
Well, no, I did. We recorded the initial recording session. We made a mix of that, and then I gave a copy of that to Dennis and said, hey man, what do you think of this, because we're thinking about working on this. It needed more work, obviously, but we probably would have stopped if he'd have said hell no. But he didn't. He was like, yeah man, do it.
Nice.
In fact, he told me I should sell a million copies so we both can get rich.
There you go. There you go. He'll just sit back and collect the publishing and keep
That's
playing
right.
his residency.
There you go.
All right. So
we're big fans of Dennis Brennan, man.
I didn't necessarily mean to go on that Dennis Brennan tangent, but but we're gonna play "Can You Hear the Difference?" And everyone, hopefully if you wait long enough and you're able to get into the album release show this Saturday at the Lizard Lounge with Hey Dave. Thank you so much, Scott Damgaard, for
thank you, Phil.
A new album and a sold out show.
Thanks very much, man. We consider you a big friend of the band. And WMFO has always been a big supporter of my music, and you know, I hear every now and then you guys play one of my songs on
your
Wednesday night show, and I really appreciate it, man.
Oh yeah, we loved what was it? Frankie Got My Lighter off of the last
Frankie
record.
Got My Lighter, yeah.
So that's always a nice fun song to play here in the studio.
It is. Yep.
But I'll let you get to wind down from your dinner and all of that, and thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Thanks for having me on the air, Phil.
All right. Thank you. All right, here is Can You Hear the Difference? Scott Damgard, 91.5 WMFU.
Can you hear the difference? Can you hear the difference now? Right now. Right now. Can you hear the difference? Can you hear the difference now? Right
You've got more than you'll ever keep. You can't wake up without losing sleep. You'll lose time, heart, faith, and command. Look it over, it's a losing hand.
And all the blessings you thought you'd been given, turns out they want it back. You see that now, precious things in life, the very living, all this color fades to black.
Keep thinking love's gonna last like the rest. It's over too fast. When you hold me, hold on tight. We'll be lucky to get more than this night. You've got now, got to keep up your spirit somehow. Got this day here, a day is so long, and there's always the chance that I'm wrong.
You wanna lose what's here right now in front of you, because you know you will.
am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Call me back. like the cigarettes off the same match. We share the birthplace of our fire, Irish names and nautical stars. Our only separation, except for all those times I put the bottle up to dawn. Well, let me hear you say you got that fire like you said you did before we had to grow up, and before we say that we give in, rather lose the fight, and have you judge me with those jaded eyes if I quit, cause I am losing. Well, I just like down inside.
WMFO, that was, who was that? That was the Old Edison from There's Always a Place in Dorchester, released in 2009. That was Irish Names. Before that was Superfly for, they were Cliffs of Dineen, but they were Superfly for a few years, and that was Royale with Cheese. Spouse gave you Spouse Visits the World Bank. Linus with Fortunate. I Pistol with The Art of Deception. The Ballad of the Gravel Pit. Chandler Travis 3-0 with More Than This Night. daylilies with Compassion Fatigue. And I began that big long block with Can You Hear the Difference from Scott Damgard. New album Hiding Out on Titan is out now. And the album release party is at the Lizard Lounge on Saturday. If you hang there, you may be able to get in. That's all I can tell you. Because it's sold out. All right. Let's close out on the Tome of Mikey D. Pam will be here next week. There will be more talking, more music, live music, recorded music, New England music. And it's wonderful. All right. So I totally forgot what I had in. Oh, yeah. Okay. I figured I would go out with a nice big charging rocker. All right. This is Super Low with Lie. Enjoy. See you next time. 91.5 WMFO Medford.